Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The left fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The DH, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Noakes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Rick Hsu. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Doyle Alexander. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Eddie Williams. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eric King. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis strikes out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Noakes hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Matt Morello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Bergman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gallagher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on King. Pettis moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Pettis moves to third. Trammell moves to second. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Noakes is 0 for 1 in the game. Noakes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up into left field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman juggles the ball. That's an error on Bergman. Calderon moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, With the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bergman hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0-for-1 in the game. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Shue moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Shue moves to third. Pettis moves to second. Bill Long now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Keith Moreland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Moreland reaches second base with a double. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Noakes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Noakes hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moreland moves to third. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bergman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Long covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Shue is 0 for 2 in the game. Shue takes first base on ball 4. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pettis bunts towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Shue moves to second. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shue moves to third. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. 1 out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Alexander covering, for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Hardy now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moreland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moreland takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to second. Matt Noakes batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Noakes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Noakes hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell moves to third. 1 out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bergman hits a line drive into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Henman now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rickshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Pettis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a line drive towards the mound. Hardy catches it and throws to first to double up Pettis. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Calderon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 0 for 3 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Boston pinch hits for Carlos Martinez. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Fred Manrique pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Steve Lyons. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Manrique moves to second. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Eddie Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.